We're talking about the impact of $5 an hour temporary raises at some state correctional facilities. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The State Corrections Department has relied on using overtime to cover staffing shortages, and last year, nearly $50 million went to overtime pay for Department of Corrections workers. Earlier this spring, the governor's administration gave temporary $5 an hour raises to try to retain staff at some prisons. Do you work at a prison where these temporary raises are in place? How do you feel about them as a stopgap way to deal with personnel issues? And starting officers make a little over $16 an hour at most state prisons. Do you think staff should be paid more? We're at 800-642-1234. Patrick Marley covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he analyzed the staffing data at the prisons with temporary raises. Patrick, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me on.
So earlier this year, the Evers administration gave these temporary raises for officers at six prisons. So what's changed at these facilities since then?
Most of them have seen a pretty substantial improvement in their situation with staffing shortages. There were four prisons where they saw a big drop in the number of what they call vacancies when they have an unfilled position. So, for instance, at Lincoln Hill School, which is the juvenile prison up north, they had 21% of their jobs open at the end of April. As of the end of August, they were at just 8% of those open. So a big improvement there. The secretary says that shows this program is working. But the converse here is that there are many other state prisons where the $5 raises were not given. And at many of those, they saw changes in their problems with their staffing shortages got worse, in some cases much worse. Which suggests that some of the way these jobs are getting filled at the prisons with the higher pay is just people are transferring to those prisons, or people, new hires, are deliberately going to the prisons with the higher pay.
Oh, so they're following the money, so to speak, in order to
Sure.
get a better living wage.
That's right. I mean, if you could work at one prison for $16.65 an hour or a different one for $21.65 an hour, you might choose the higher wage. Now, obviously, there are regional concerns. If your family's in one part of the state, you might not want to move to the other part. But that appears to be a big driver here in where the workers are going.
And these temporary raises were given out to security workers. So which employees at these facilities got raises and which didn't?
So these would be the officers and sergeants who are getting the raises. That's always the big concern of prisons. These are the people who have the direct responsibility for maintaining order in the prison and overseeing the inmates. When they have openings in those positions, when a shift is unfilled because they don't have enough workers or because somebody's sick, they have to bring someone else in to do it. So usually that means an officer who's already there has to work another shift, or they get called in on a day off or a shift they're not working. So you hear complaints from these officers that, you know, it's not uncommon to work 16-hour days, many times with little notice, which obviously can be very disruptive to family and personal life.
Patrick, the raises were issued only to prisons with the most severe staffing issues, which some lawmakers have disagreed with. What are lawmakers saying on this?
So, they're concerned about the cost of this. It's about $15 million through next year, possibly as high as $17 million. And they're concerned that it would create this sort of whack-a-mole situation. They solve the problem of staffing shortages at prisons with the worst problem right now, but create new problems at other prisons. And so far, that appears to be happening a little bit. Another concern is that every maximum security prison but one in the state got the $5 raise. So the lawmakers in southwestern Wisconsin who have the Bosqueville prison in their district, which is the one maximum security prison that didn't get the $5 raise, say that's not fair. The reason that prison didn't get the raise is because it had a pretty decent staffing situation relative to other prisons. They say that shows good management, good working conditions. They shouldn't be punished for it. They should be rewarded for that. So they'd like to see the $5 pay raise extended to that prison. It doesn't look like that will happen, though.
We're talking with Patrick Marley, who covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's been looking at the impact of a temporary wage increase at six prisons in the state with severe staffing shortages. You can join in. What do you think should be done in Wisconsin to improve the work environment of prison staffers? Is increasing wages enough? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Patrick, Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr has been a vocal advocate for increasing worker wages. Where does he come down on these temporary raises and how the situation is playing out?
So he is the one who put together this plan. I mean, he's the number one advocate of it. He's the one who made it happen. He says that he wished that this is about all he could do, that he wishes he had more money and more authority to give the $5 raise across the board at all prisons. But he views this as a success, points to the change in a very short period of time in their staffing level at these six prisons. So he sees this as a success. Now, in the meantime, Republicans who control the state legislature put in place a separate wage increase that will go to all employees. And that's more modest. It's about $2.35 an hour that takes place between now and the summer of 2021. And so they say it's better to spread the money around to more prisons. And that's the way to improve the staffing situation long term.
Well, looking at this temporary raise, staffing issues have worsened at some prisons, as you mentioned, that did not get temporary raises. What have those facilities seen recently, like Kettle Moraine, for instance?
Yeah, Kettle Moraine is the place where they saw the biggest shift in the wrong direction. Before this raise was given, they had about 13% of their jobs in these security classifications unfilled. As of August, it had jumped to 22%. So that's one in five jobs, a nine-point swing in just a few months. There are a couple of other prisons that have seen swings nearly that big. At Red Granite Correctional Institution, it started as at a higher point, 17%, but it's now at 26.5%. So, one in four jobs that are unfilled. And when you talk to staff there, they say it's just absolutely untenable that they all expect to be working three double shifts a week, and that it's very, very tough on family life. And they get concerned about the ability to maintain order at the prisons because, you have workers who haven't gotten enough sleep. They're concerned that the safety of inmates or staff could be put at risk.
So what happens when the temporary raises go away next summer?
That's right. So everybody, this is from, new hires on up to senior employees in the officer and sergeant classifications, got these $5 raises. But in summer of 2020, that will go away. Their pay will be lessened. It won't go down the full $5 because of this raise that the Republican lawmakers put in place. But they'll see, a drop of maybe $3 or $4 an hour. And, that may – everybody knew that going in. It doesn't make it any harder to adjust to. This $5 raise is worth $10,000 a year. So it's going to – it's a boost to them now, but it's going to be it's going to be something that's going to hit them again, and we'll have to see at that point what the staffing situation is like at the prisons. This has been a very difficult problem for the state for many years. It seems to have gotten worse in recent years, but they've had chronic difficulty in filling in these jobs and then keeping people once they do hire them.
Patrick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Patrick Marley covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. When we come back, we'll look at minivan sales and why they've been so low. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.